Good morning. So, wanted to get this out about 45 minutes ago, but we're having some technological problems. Technology is wonderful until it doesn't work, and then you just want to punch it in the face. So hopefully my cell phone doesn't restart during the middle of this, or the internet just doesn't work. So we'll give it a whirl one more time. You might hear the dog in the background. He's pretty wild up now. I tried to do it before. He's up and at him, but here we go. First off, just wanted to mention that I have a 30% off Cyber Monday special going on. And you can find that right here on my Facebook page, or you can find that at joshwilliamsfitness.com/products. And then you just click on the at-home workout builder, which is great for if you're on the go or needing to work out at home with little equipment or are crunched for time, but still want to work on your fitness goals of losing weight and getting strength. I highly recommend it. And also, I've been 50% of it will be going to charity to help kids eat this Christmas and holiday season. So it's a win-win in my book. Cool. So hope you guys enjoyed your Thanksgivings, times with friends and family. I've had now counting four, and I am all turkeyed out for the year. So that's beautiful. But that's not what I really wanted to talk about today. So, after doing some listening and doing some other fun stuff, the idea of barriers to entry. So what does that really look like? certain things, you'll have higher and lower barriers to entry in fitness. There's a lot of them. They can be psychological, they can be physical, they can be financial, community-based, a lot of different things. A great example that I never thought about, partially maybe because I'm a guy, or partially because of the demographic area that I live in, is the idea of just saying, hey, why don't you go get out and walk, just to start, just get some activity in your life. Right now you're doing nothing, just be great. But you don't think, oh, well, as a male, I've never thought that it's dangerous to go out walking. Also, living in rural Maine, never crossed my mind that can be very intimidating. But for some people that can. Some people live in the not best areas, and so that can be a huge barrier of entry. So learning and overcoming those and understanding those is a huge part. Sorry, he's just being really, my dog's being really crazy right now, so hopefully you can't hear him. But I might be a little distracted. So that can be a huge part. So one of the things, a common one, is just starting out isn't that easy. So what are some of the barriers that you can think of and help yourself overcome? Some of the ones that I come up with commonly are the gym can be perceived as a very intimidating place. And certain gyms offer certain cultures. So finding a culture that fits yours is important. So whether that is they offer community base like we do at our gym, or they offer maybe an initial session to get you comfortable there, whether that's through like we do at Sperling, we sit down with you and get to understand you and know you and explain your process. Whereas other gyms might just give you a tour to help you feel comfortable. You got to find your level and what you need to get started. Another beautiful thing that one of my clients was telling me about, that she's right now working out on her off days with one of her friends at her gym because she's able to do that. And I think that's awesome, being a fitness ambassador and helping your friends that are less comfortable becoming more comfortable in their new gym space. That's why it's very easy to go just to ellipticals and really enjoy it but the weights and all that can be very intimidating because you don't know what you're doing, and that factor of not looking like an idiot plays a huge role because none of us want to look stupid or feel like we're being judged or like, what is that person doing? So that's not a great feeling. So finding friends that have more knowledge in that base or working out with them for a little bit until you feel comfortable on your own is a great strategy. The other thing we can do is find a great community. So whether that's a gym like Sperling where we kind of built that in for you, or if you don't have that, then a lot of gyms will offer group classes where you can start out at different levels, and that will allow you to slowly become more confident and comfortable getting to know people. And so now it becomes your gym space, which is very huge for you to become comfortable in your environment. And there's a lot of other little things that, of course, can be barriers, but those are some of the common ones to think about. How can you overcome them or come up with strategies to overcome them. Being aware is important. The other one can be, well, I've tried this before. I've tried fitness before. I've tried eating and dieting and all this, and I've always failed at it. I've never succeeded. Or maybe I've gotten some results, but I've fallen off. The important thing is don't forget about history. You got to look at the past, understand what you did, what went well, what went wrong. In those situations, there you can find something that went well. So whether that's you found out that didn't work, so that can be a positive. So I'm not going to waste my time doing that again. But what were some things that you succeeded at? Or if you don't have anything specifically when it comes to exercise and nutrition, think of what are some of the strategies that allowed me to succeed in life, like what allowed me, or the habits I used to succeed in school, or what do I use on a daily basis, the things I do to have not a chaotic morning, to plan for my kids, or to prepare for the next day, or how I organize myself at the office. Those little tactics will also translate to building habits in health and fitness. So those successes can easily be translated over to fitness, nutrition, exercise. If you just change kind of the context that they're built around, they're all the same kind of strategies, just different contexts in different ways. If you have any other barriers that you would want to talk about, please leave some questions, comments down below. We can kind of troubleshoot them together, come up with some ideas. But other than that, you can always reach out to me more privately at josh@joshwilliamsfitness.com. And as always, please check out my website at joshwilliamsfitness.com for the latest content. And I hope you guys have a wonderful Monday.